Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome back to Quilting with Rosie Radio with your host, Rosie Gonzalez.
Hi, I'm Rosie Gonzalez, owner of Rosie's Calico Cupboard Quilt Shop in San Diego, California. We're back with my guest, Carol Breyer Fellert. Carol Fellert is internationally recognized for her award-winning art quilts, which have appeared in hundreds of national and international exhibitions, collections, and publications. Honors include 100 Best Quilts of the 20th Century, NQA, Masterpiece Quilt Award, and selection as one of the 30 most influential quilt makers in the world. Carol has lectured and taught in 11 countries around the world and recently opened the Briar Patch Studio and Workshop Center in Paducah, Kentucky. Hi, welcome back, Carol. You know, I'm going to be a little redundant just in case anybody missed the first segment. So again, tell us where you're located, where Briar Patch Studio is located.
Well, I'm located in Quilt City, USA, Paducah, Kentucky. And I'm located about 3 blocks from the National Quilt Museum.
Okay. And what kind of workshops do you offer?
Well, I offer workshops in quilting, design, color, piecing, almost everything I do. And my favorite workshops are design workshops, but, boy, almost anything I know how to do, I'm willing to teach.
How many people are in your class normally?
Well, we have as many as 20 people in the classes here. We ideally will have about 16 in the classes, and if people are interested in having sort of private classes for their group, I will take as few as 8 students in a class for a, kind of a private workshop for your group.
Okay, so again, what if our listeners would like to bring a group to Paducah for a special workshop? How do they contact you?
The best way to contact me is through my website, which is briarpatch.com. That's B-R-Y-E-R, like I spell my name, P-A-T-C-H.com.
Okay. Do you have any lectures coming up soon that our listeners might be interested in attending?
I don't have any lectures per se, but I have a workshop scheduled here at the Briar Patch Studio the end of July, and that's a 3-day machine quilting workshop. And then I will be teaching at the International Quilt Festival in Houston the end of October, and I'll be doing a series of half-day and one-day workshops there.
Oh, great. And tell me a little bit about your machine quilting class.
Well, we start out just kind of doing some basic free motion quilting, learning some very basic patterns, and then everyone brings a quilt shop or a quilt top that they have finished, and we all kind of put our heads together and think about various ways to quilt that quilt top. And so it's not only a technique, you know, all the basics of getting started with machine quilting, but it's also how to decide on a design for your quilt.
Okay, and how long does that last?
This is a 3-day workshop.
Do you mind telling us what the cost is?
It's $300 for the workshop, and then we have a $10 a day fee for lunch, and the lunch will be catered right here at the Briar Patch Studio.
And does the quilter bring their sewing machine with them?
They can bring their sewing machine with them, or if they're flying in, I can arrange to rent a machine to them.
Okay, great. Okay, I understand that some of your work can be found in museums. Tell our listeners which museums they can find your work in.
Oh gosh, there's a list. The museum here in Paducah, which is now called the National Quilt Museum, used to be called the Museum of the American Quilter Society. And then I also have work in the Museum of Arts and Design, which is in Manhattan in New York City, the Rocky Mountain Quilt Museum, which is in Golden, Colorado, and the Illinois State Museum in Springfield, Illinois.
So our listeners who live near those areas can go onto your website and find out exactly where your quilts are being displayed?
You bet. They absolutely can.
Okay, Great. What are the most recent awards that you've received?
Well, I suppose the really big deal was in 2006, I received the Silver Star Award, which is kind of a lifetime achievement award from the International Quilt Festival in Houston. And then last year, one of my quilts won the Master Award for Contemporary Artistry, which is, you know, one of those big awards that you get at the International Quilt Festival in Houston. Mm-hmm. And then, about 3 years ago, I won one of the big awards in Paducah, which was the Best Machine Workmanship Award for wall quilts.
Wow.
So I've actually won the Best of Show Award in the American Quilter Society show here in Paducah 3 different years, but those are not my most recent awards.
Okay, I know that. I know there's quite a few. Tell us about your quilting books, patterns, and workshops on CD-ROM, and probably a little bit about your quilting books, patterns, and then let's focus on your workshops on CD-ROM, because I'm sure our listeners would love to take a class from you on a CD wherever they live.
Right. Well, I have one book in print, and that's about printing your own fabric on an inkjet printer. That's called Quilt Savvy, Fowler's Guide to Printing on Fabric, or to Images on Fabric, and that's available through my website or Amazon.com or hopefully your local quilt shop. I also have 16 patterns in print, which are available through a lot of the quilt shops. And if not, they're available through my website.
Who's your distributor?
I distribute through Quilters Resource, which is now called Brewer's Sewing Company, mm-hmm. and New Leaf Pattern Distributors. And then, of course, they sell to a lot of the local quilt shops. I also, rather than writing a series of how-to books, I have something that I think is even better, and that is complete workshops on CD-ROM. So this is not a movie. It doesn't play on your TV set. It's kind of like a full-color how-to book that you can play on your computer and go through page by page at your own pace. So it has hundreds of full-color step-by-step pictures with text plugged right into the pictures. So it's kind of like a semi-animated slideshow with text on the images, so that you can really see clearly in detail how to do each step of the project. You get way more information than you would get in the average how-to book, and yet it costs the same as your average quilting book.
So again, we want our listeners, especially quilt shop owners, to know that they can go to Quilters Resource or Brewer. Is it Brewer now or Quilters Resource?
I think it's called Brewer's Brewer. Sewing supplies.
So our quilt shop owners can go there to find your CD-ROM or your patterns and your
books.
They
absolutely can, and quilt shop owners can also shop wholesale from my website.
Oh.
I do have a wholesale page just for shop owners for my patterns and CDs right on my my own page. So you can, if you're already ordering through Brewer, then they carry my things, and if you're not finding what you want there, I have them on my website.
And that's good to know. You know, we do want to encourage our listeners to go to their local quilt shop first, but if not, then, of course, they have a way to order from you direct as well?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Okay. All right. So let me see. I understand that you're available to do commissioned work. Is that still... is that still ongoing?
It still is, and I do, usually an average about one commission a year. I enjoy doing commissions. You know, as a business person, it's nice to know that I'll have money coming in, and generally the commissions I do are things that I, you know, kind of in the style in which I'm working at that moment. I'm not interested in reproducing someone's corporate logo, although I could probably find somebody who could do that for them. But I have done quite a number of commissions, and I think some of my best work has been work that I've done on commission for various businesses and individuals.
Who have some of your clients been?
Oh, golly, I've done work, you know, clients that you would recognize would be Sprint, General Railway Signal Corporation, Deluxe Check Printers, which prints most of the checks that we write. Wilmette Public Library on the North Shore of Chicago, Bradley University Library, Bernina of America, we recognize them.
Wow.
Several other companies, and then I've done commissions for a lot of little individual homes.
Okay, you know, we're at the one-minute mark. I want you to tell our listeners where to find you, give all the information, because that's really important so that they can find you, and they can go back and listen to the archive show also in case they don't get it written down. Go.
Great. Well, the best way to find me is through my website, which is www.briarpatch.com, BRYERPATCH.com. And my phone number and address and everything else is listed there, and that's the best way to find me.
Wow. Well, you know, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I've got a feeling we're going to have you back. There's just so much more about you that I think our listeners would love to hear about. I will probably be contacting you again. If not, send me an email, okay? And
great.
We'll come up with another topic that we can talk about. I know I was reading, and I saw something about, you're a quilt artist, and just so much about curved seams and abstract, so much more.
Great.
So, Carol, thank you for joining me. I look forward to having you back on the show in the near future. Stand by for my next guest, Pam Kay, who will be telling us all about primitive quilting. I'm Rosie Gonzalez with Craft Radio Network.
You're listening to Quilting with Rosie with your host, Rosie Gonzalez, on the Craft Radio Network.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the internet place.
To be successful selling on eBay or anywhere online, you must find the products at wholesale prices through dependable suppliers. You need OneStopProductSourcing.com. Created by the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, worldwide brand CEO Chris Malta, OneStopProductSourcing.com is complete with the tools and information you need. You'll save time because worldwide brands checks out thousands of wholesalers willing to work with eBay and online sellers. This new site offers an online directory for millions of products from dependable wholesalers. From drop shippers to light bulk wholesalers, the directory is constantly updated. OneStopProductSourcing.com is the world's largest database for e-commerce wholesalers. Check out the free preview at OneStopProductSourcing.com. That's OneStopProductSourcing.com. They've already done the work for you.
We have all lost a close relative or friend, a mother or father, grandparent or good friend that made a difference in our lives. As painful as it is to lose a loved one, it can also be a time to celebrate a life. To remember and honor them, we would like to introduce a new concept called In Loving Memory Radio, an hour-long internet radio show allowing family and friends to call in from around the world. During the live broadcast, they can share stories and memories for the world to hear. The show streams live on WS Radio and is archived for listening on demand 24/7. It includes audio CDs to be cherished forever. Sometimes it's not possible for everyone to attend a funeral or memorial. In Loving Memory Radio allows family and friends to participate. It also creates a lasting legacy for future generations to appreciate. Learn more by logging on to InLovingMemoryRadio.com. That's InLovingMemoryRadio.com.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome back to Quilting with Rosie Radio with your host, Rosie Gonzalez.
Hi, I'm Rosie Gonzalez, owner of Rosie's Calico Cupboard Quilt Shop in San Diego, California. Today I'm happy to have with me a longtime friend, former employee, a quilter, a teacher, Pam Kay. We're going to be talking about primitive quilting. Pam has been sewing since she was 10 years old. She's dabbled in rug braiding, basket weaving, and woodworking. She made her first quilt in Minnesota in 1976 for her new baby boy. In 1997, Pam really became serious about quilting. It was then that she developed her love for primitive style quilting and collecting fabric. In 2002, Pam and her husband Jerry built a beautiful studio, especially for Pam's sewing and weaving endeavors. Pam has had several quilts published in magazines and books. She's been teaching quilting and basket weaving for over 10 years. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Rosie. Oh,
thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey. You know, before we get started, I'm going to tell you, we're going to have to do a segment on how to build your own studio. I just did an interview with Carol Breyer Feller, and she also built a studio.
Everybody needs one.
You betcha. I'd love to have just one full room to myself. Okay, Pam, tell our listeners, what is primitive quilting?
Rosie, that's a good question. Primitive quilting is different to different people, and I've done a little research on the internet. And what I've come across is that it's a relaxed style of quilting. It can be called naive in that the person doesn't have actual training in it. But what it is not is it is not sloppy. It's just casual and just fun and kind of folksy.
Mm. And why do you love it so much?
It gives me a chance to express myself. I think it's very unique in that you can easily adapt a pattern. And if it means something important to you to have trees in it, you can add trees. If it's more important to have people, you can add people. It's just real charming, and I think it's a real warm style.
Is there a lot of handwork involved?
Can be. Typically, there is quite a lot of applique done, but you can do it by different methods, either fusing or you can do it by machine. Or if you like handwork, you can do it by hand.
You know, we have a friend, you and I, Cece May, and I've seen her quilts. And if you remember, I mean, you've known me for a long time. We failed applique in the first 10 minutes of a class. and now I see her doing her primitive quilts and doing her handwork, and she does beautiful work. So it must be something that just really grows on you.
It absolutely does.
And how did you get started in it?
I got started by taking a class at your shop.
Oh.
Wendy Knight offered a class. I don't know if you remember this one. It was called Snowbound.
Yes.
Entirely appliqued. And I said, I don't do that. Well, I was hooked after the first segment. It was a wonderful quilt. The thing that kind of challenged me a little bit was the snow was pink and the sky was a navy blue and the colors of the trees weren't right. That's what primitive is all about. And after I got that done, it's my favorite quilt that I own.
I remember that quilt. I think I started it, but I don't think I ever finished it. Like I said, I failed appliqué. But you know what? I'm getting better.
That's good.
So how long have you been making primitive quilts?
Probably for 10 years now. Since that first class, they've grown on me, and I just can't stop making them. I see another one and another inspiration. And I keep going with that.
Is this a project that's easy for quilters to carry with them?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The best part is it's portability, I think. Mm-hmm. You can work on a block at a time and then join it all together, and it's just very rewarding, relaxing.
So how is primitive different than modern or even other types of quilting?
Probably in the fabric choices and maybe the techniques that are used. With a primitive quilt, more homespun type fabrics are used, and lately wool has been a real important additive to the primitive quilts. Also, the colors are never primary colors. It would be a deep, maybe a gold rather than a yellow.
Okay.
Or there would be more spun fabrics.
Mm-hmm. So my next question was, what does a primitive quilt look like? So just expound on that just a little bit.
Well, a primitive quilt probably has a make-do kind of a look. Maybe you didn't have enough green to end up one of your blocks. You just took another fabric that was sort of similar or maybe even completely different. It's not all planned. It looks like it sort of just happened. Many of the scales are kind of small scale prints and lots of plaids and stripes and folksy fabrics.
Are most of these wall hangings?
Oh, no, mine are on the bed.
Oh, really?
They can be wall hangings. Oh, I've got three full-size primitive quilts, and I'm working on another one now. I just love the way they look on the bed.
Wow.
But I do have some on the wall as well, and on the table, and on the back of the couch, and you know how it is.
Yes, I know how it is. I've been to your house. I know how it is. So tell our listeners, what's the difference between primitive and antique? Because obviously it's not the same.
Well, there are some primitive quilts that are antiques. Antiques are old quilts. I think, is it 50 years old or more is considered an antique? I'm not sure.
I'm considered an antique, too.
But there are some antique primitive quilts, and it just means a simpler style. It wouldn't be anything that would be, like a rose would be pretty much a flat-looking flower, where in a typical or traditional type of quilt, it would be more shaded, and it would be more formal looking. So primitive, we're looking at very simple, simplistic.
Mm.
And there are some antique primitive quilts that are very, very valuable. But typically what we're doing now, it has sort of an old-fashioned look, and to help achieve that, people might add like a tea dye or a coffee dye to give it kind of, well, almost a grungy look.
Is there any place where our listeners can go to see some of your projects, some of your quilts?
I don't have a website yet, but if anybody would like to email me, I could send a sample to them.
Now, if there's anybody that should have a website, it's you. You need to talk to Jerry.
I think you're right. I did talk to him yesterday, and I think I'm ready to take the plunge.
Yes, I think so. So everybody, I mean, we want everybody to see what you do, because you do beautiful work. And I want to say that Pam teaches basket weaving classes, and that'll have to be a different subject. But I've learned how to basket weave. I did okay.
Absolutely.
I did okay. And but I have several baskets. My friends have given me several baskets. You know, can our listeners buy primitive quilt patterns and supplies from their local quilt shop? Are there patterns out there?
Absolutely. Patterns and books.
Okay.
Some of my favorite authors are Linda Brannock, Jan Paddock, Jerry Kimmel Carr, Alma Allen. My very, very favorite is a local girl. Her name is Sherry Safiotti Payne.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just go to the internet, go to Google and type in primitive quilts, you'll come up with a whole big bunch. Rosie, you at your shop have a really fantastic selection, a whole rounder full of primitive quilts.
Thank you. Now, remember that, listeners, you can come to Rosie's Calico Cupboard anytime. Okay, we're down to our last minute. I told you this goes by fast. We're going to have to do this again. You already told us you don't have a website, but you're going to be working on that, so I have no place to go to see your quilts. Are you teaching classes, and if so, where?
Actually, currently I'm a full-time student at San Diego State University. So I do quilt classes and basket classes, but it's on a kind of one-to-one basis, or you contact me and we'll set up a time that works. So if anyone is interested in that, they can write to me at tkay@littleredtoolbox.com. And that's one word, littleredtoolbox.com.
Okay, and if you miss that information, you can email me at rozgonzalez@cox.net, and I'll put you in touch with Pam. Pam is a very good friend of mine, and I know how to get a hold of her. Well, Pam, It's over with. I'll be talking to you.
Oh, thanks, Rosie.
Okay, you're welcome.
You.
Thank you for joining us this week. Remember, we're archived for 724 listening. I just added an hour to the work week. 724 listening, and I'm Rosie Gonzalez with Craft Radio Network.
You've been listening to Quilting with Rosie with your host, Rosie Gonzalez, on Craft Radio Network. Quilting with Rosie is produced by Brain Food Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Got the can't find nothing to sell blues? Well, wake up to Doba.com, a one-stop online site with wholesale distributors, manufacturers, and craftsmen all in one place. You don't have to search all over the world for products. We work with some of the largest and best wholesalers in the nation because of Doba's large member base. Many of these manufacturers would be extremely difficult for most small and home-based businesses to work with, but Doba provides the services that allow you to work with them instantly, even during your free trial. Speaking of which, if you go to Doba directly, you'll get a 7-day free trial. But if you go to this special URL, freeproductsourcingtrial.com, you'll get a 30-day free trial. And Doba is an eBay certified provider. So quit singing the can't find nothing to sell blues and wake up to Doba. Visit freeproductsourcingtrial.com and sign up for the Doba 30-day free trial.
The team at eBay Radio focuses on helping you make the most of your sales on eBay. In fact, that's what the show is all about. We sell on eBay ourselves, so we understand your interest level in seeking out the very best and latest information to help you sell on eBay. To that end, we have recently brought together 10 of the top sellers on eBay. We ask each of them to give us 5 of their best-selling tips based on their years of experience. We're pleased to announce that all 50 tips are now available to listen to for free and on demand 24/7 at 50sellingtips.com. That's 50sellingtips.com. We wanted to learn from the best, and these experts collectively have over 100 years of selling experience on eBay. It's a gift from our eBay Radio team to you, and it's free for the listening. So take your eBay selling to the next level. Learn from the experts who've been there, done that. 50sellingtips.com.
To be successful selling on eBay or anywhere online, you must find the products at wholesale prices through dependable suppliers. You need OneStopProductSourcing.com. Created by the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, worldwide brand CEO Chris Malta, OneStopProductSourcing.com is complete with the tools and information you need. You'll save time because Worldwide Brands checks out thousands of wholesalers willing to work with eBay and online sellers. This new site offers an online directory for millions of products from dependable wholesalers. From drop shippers to light bulk wholesalers, the directory is constantly updated. OneStopProductSourcing.com is the world's largest database for e-commerce wholesalers. Check out the free preview at OneStopProductSourcing.com. That's OneStopProductSourcing.com. They've already done the work for you.